This week on a very special episode of Zero Issues, we talk about what happens.
What happens?
Oh man, so much, so many things.
Yeah.
Have you ever had like nothing was happening and then like something happened?
It's exhausting.
It is a nightmare.
Yeah, but then what happens?
Ugh.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior!
Then nothing happens.
I know, which is like, God, you got so used to stuff happening.
Back and forth. Then it happens again.
Constant whiplash, man.
Whiplash, man.
Yeah, whiplash,
man.
He's
a DC character.
He's on your socks, right?
Yeah.
He's on your Robot Master socks.
He's in there somewhere, yeah. He's from like, if like they made a Mega Man 11, I think they get to that point.
It's just J.K. Simmons with giant feet.
Oh!
Little trouble there. Let's pick it up at 17.
Just throwing, and he's just throwing things at Mega Man.
And he's just yelling at you to play the drums?
not quite my tempo.
It's very serious about his time.
Well, you know, like, the games work like rock, paper, scissors. So you beat him, and then you beat Drum Man
with
his power.
Yeah.
Downbeat on 18. Okay, here we go.
I can't wait to play this game.
This fictional, stupid game.
Not quite my tempo. It's all good. No worries. Here we go.
Well, welcome to the Real Stupid Podcast.
Yep.
Why do you suppose I just hurled a chair at your head?
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, welcome to the show. This is Zero Issues. We are trying to stay on them rails. It's really what we try to do around here. My name's Bri.
I'm Merc.
I'm Kyle.
We got a show for you.
Oh boy, baby boy, do we have a show for you.
We're gonna abduct your ears. What?
We're gonna abduct your ears?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
We're gonna take your ears.
I'm gonna take
world.
Your ears. I'm gonna leave everything else.
By the time this episode is over, 40 minutes will have passed and you will not know where the time has gone.
Nope.
Because we're having such a good time.
Let the abductions begin.
X-Files team, go!
Current Zero News Flash.
I'll start off with one that I didn't actually see pop through actual news feeds. My local comic dealer guy, it's like drug dealers, but only classier. He told me about
comics.
It. Totally, yeah. I'm going to roll him. Jeff Lemire, who you might know as a writer for Old Man Logan, Moon Knight, Thanos, Extraordinary X-Men, Inhumans vs. X-Men. He's doing all of those at the moment. Mm. He's been exclusive with Marvel since April 2015, and that contract comes up as of like right around now.
Yeah.
And apparently he's not renewing.
Well, he had a good...
No, totally had a good run.
Like,
and
who did he do Sweet Tooth with? Was that Vertigo or Image? I think it was Vertigo.
It was Vertigo, I think, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, he's done some other independent stuff and whatever, and he's having a really good run. And it's not like it's uncommon for somebody not to renew.
Mm-hmm.
But it was weird because the way that the story was told to me was that, well, he decided this and he was very, like, gracious. Like, hey, thanks, Marvel, for, like, having me here.
Yeah.
It's been great. I've had a great time, but I'm not going to renew. There's, like, no offense. It's just I'm going to go do my indie stuff now.
Yeah.
And I was told that Marvel kind of stirred up some shit and was like, oh, we fired him, sort of thing.
That's dumb.
But I can't find...
That's dumb.
I can't find an actual source for that. That's just from my comic guy. So I don't know if he just caught wind of that and if that's real or not. I'm not sure. Hmm. But as of May of this year, he's not writing Marvel stuff anymore, which sucks. Yeah. Old Man Logan and Moon Knight are a couple of my favorite Marvel ones right now. And so he'll be done.
Yeah,
which sucks.
I mean, it is pretty keeping with a lot of, like, the indie guys who go to Marvel or go to whatever, and then they do
work for a couple of years,
and then they build up a little bit of cash there, and then they just go back to their own stuff.
Yeah.
More power to them.
Oh, totally. You build up a name for yourself, and then you take that name and go elsewhere. And
it's like, it's not like you need to be exclusive to do that. Like,
No.
Not now.
Yeah.
Like, he can still do stuff.
Well, exactly. You never know. Maybe he'll work something out. I don't know.
Zero issues. Muckraking since 2014.
I have some news, which I am bittersweet about. His life at best is bittersweet. Nickelodeon Ninja Turtle show, current cartoon, is ending after this season. This upcoming season's fifth season, which is being rebranded as Tales of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Which, you know, is like a mirage.
They're just going to reprint them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly
it's going to be full color, though.
Yeah.
Recolored.
Yeah. So there's a sort of doing it sort of like an anthology-ish kind of a series for the final season where it's like, according to them, the seven biggest adventures of the Ninja Turtles, and Usagi Yojimbo guest appearances will pop up in that, and they're probably going to do another, I think they're doing another crossover with like the 80s cartoon turtles. They're just going to keep doing that forever.
Yeah. Go back to that well.
So that's ending. However, in 2018, it's getting replaced with a new series called Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which is going to be 2D animated, total reboot. According to press release, it's going to have more humor and a younger and lighter feel, and all new dimensions to explore.
That's what the other show was.
So that made this, again, it's all speculation at this point, but it's like they're kind of going like a Teen Titans Go vibe with it compared to this. You know what I mean? We'll see. Apparently, they will seek to unlock the mystical secrets of New York City. Absurd new mutants and bizarre creatures will be involved, and they will tap into mystic ninja powers they never knew existed. It's going to be...
So, toys.
Basically, yeah. And I'm sort of like, I'm a big Turtles fan. I've sort
Merlin
of been,
Michelangelo.
Yeah. I've been around the block with this a few times, but it seems like this is what happens, like, towards the end when things are sort of tapering off. It's like, let's put another gimmick in there and, like, relaunch with a new style and
stuff
like that.
Let's send to the future.
Where my evil is law.
Yeah, same thing. Mm. And it usually doesn't last very long.
Let's send
them
to the past. Oh my god, they did both.
Yeah. It's going to be co-executive produced by Andy Soriano, who's a character designer for Samurai Jack. So that could be good. I don't know. And Ant Ward, who's a supervising producer on the current show. Who knows? I like the current show. But, you know, it can't run forever. So whatever. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. All right. And I've got news.
Yay!
Shocking. So
you're getting married.
No.
That was angry.
Now I'm mad.
Sorry.
So Venom, huh?
Yeah.
So Venom movie.
Yeah.
Aquaman was recently its original date was going to be the Aquaman movie's original date was going to be October 5th, 2018. It was recently bumped back to December 21st.
Yeah.
So, kind of weird that is, you know, like, that's a Christmas movie now. Aquaman Saves Christmas.
And that date is actually the same date as the animated Spider-Man movie that's being released. They're trying to go head-to-head with that, which I thought was weird. Like, I thought, why wouldn't you put Venom opposite that?
Because Sony is coming out with a Venom movie.
Yeah.
October 5th, 2018. Because...
Next year.
Like, guys, Sony, sweetie.
Yeah.
No.
But it's Sony and Marvel.
But, like, is...
Like Homecoming.
But they were trying to, like, do a Venom movie before that deal with Marvel happened, before the character was in a Spider-Man, like, that...
Yeah.
Version, like, you know what I mean? Just a standalone Venom movie without any setup.
Yeah.
Well, in this, how much setup are you going to have if you've only got Homecoming to sort of build it on?
That's what I was thinking. Apparently, Homecoming is in reshoots right now. Like, which is not uncommon to...
Right.
You have to go, you put it together, and you're like, oh, we need this and this. So they're going back and doing some reshoots, but there's talk that there's a... Like, oh, are they doing a little extra, like, bit at the end, post-credit scene, something that'll set something up?
You know they don't film those movies in order.
No.
I thought that for a long time.
It's the last thing you film.
Yeah. No, but in terms of just slipping something in that's, like, an extra bit, it's hard to be like, here's a little Venom nugget that's going to be a seed for later. I know. It's so oily.
Yeah.
But is that you just put it in. The only place I would think would be to drop it into the post-credit thing. But even that, it's not going to be much of a setup for...
No, I know. I would think you'd need...
Like 40 minutes into the movie, Peter Parker's just like, whoa, black stuff! And keeps walking.
Oh, he just slips in it? And...
This black stuff is like that thing from that old movie from 20 years ago. And then he looks at the screen and just...
Wink. Wink.
Just stares for like a solid 5 minutes. Just...
And then he walks down the street in a suit and starts dancing. Mm-hmm. Ding, yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. It's a good time. That sounds like a great movie that mm-hmm. will definitely age well.
Yep.
On the topic of movies and muckraking, there's a rumor. So again, is this news? It is not. But there's a rumor from a guy named Jeff Snyder, who writes for, I guess it's something called The Tracking Board, about like movie sort of development stuff, and he does has a podcast as well, that there's a rumor going around that apparently the Green Lantern Corps movie might end up being directed by David S. Goyer.
Woo! And again I say, woo!
Regardless of what you may think of his writing.
One more time. Woo!
Blade Trinity was definitely the best directed movie of the three, right? So that may or may not happen. However, one way or another at this point, DC, why can't you quit him?
There are only, like, what, three directors that DC can go to at any point? And writers? Like,
yeah, that's it.
They just cycle through those same people?
Yeah, that's it.
When's Burton coming back?
Schumacher.
What you talking about?
Iron fisting. Iron fisting. So Iron fisting.
Oh, yeah.
No? Correct. Iron. Yeah, we do the whole song.
I love Kit Fisto.
Kid Fisto?
Is that a Star Wars prequel character.
Oh.
Who the hell is that?
I don't know. I just know the name.
This isn't a long warm up, just the fact that Iron Fist is now out.
Yeah.
Has been released on Netflix. I'm just starting episode 12?
Jesus Christ. I'll bet you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you sleep?
A little bit. Yeah. And we'll have to mention that there was a lot of pre-press on this.
Yeah.
A lot of negative pre-press. Yeah, it was like, I guess maybe like a week before or something, there was some people that got previews, like critics that got previews of
like the first six episodes.
And wasn't panned, but it was... They were disappointed and had certain points that they were kind of all chiming on.
Yeah.
That it was a little disjointed and that there is action. There's problems in the action. Like, it just didn't seem as good. And have you guys seen any of it yet?
I've not seen a single bit.
I've watched the first four episodes.
Yeah.
I can see where they're coming from.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's as bad as they're making it.
No. It doesn't. Yeah. So far, it's the one I like the least out of...
Yeah.
Before, but...
But it's still...
It's still... It's a pretty decent show.
And it's a fucking Iron Fist
I know. I'm such a big Iron Fist fan. I thought, oh, this is it. And yeah, I was a little disappointed. And yeah, the action, like, compared to Daredevil, Daredevil's fight scenes are so fucking bang on. Yeah. And just so precise and so fast. And it actually just dawned on me now why that might be, is that, like, Daredevil can wear a mask, so they can double somebody in.
Right.
Who is like a master that can just blah, 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 do all this stuff and it'd be no problem. Whereas,
but Chris Iron Fist wears a mask.
Yes, he does.
Sorry.
He has a tube sock, tube sock on his head.
Yeah,
got out some holes.
No. Let's give him a stupid beard.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let's make him look like Hyde from that 70s show. Defenders sitting in a circle.
Yeah.
They
sold.
They are from the 70s.
Save something for season 2.
Yeah. But yeah, like, since there is no mask, it has to be him for most of it.
Yeah.
You could double the odd little thing in, but yeah, so overall, I'm enjoying it, though. Like, Colleen Wing and a bunch of other characters.
I heard that her and forget who the name of the actress who plays her, and like Rosario Dawson are really good and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and I'm sure, you know, it'll be enjoyable and everything. I haven't got around to it yet, I haven't had time, but
yep. I'm digging it, and there's like a lot of little. I'm not going to go into there's going to be no spoilers in this. I'm not going into the thing, but there's all the little bits that you're expecting and connections to other. They've given a nods here and there. A lot of them are just like a mention here or there, but to all the other shows.
Mm-hmm.
They say the incident.
Yeah, they say that. They say that numerous times.
I want something to occur in my life that we can all refer to as the incident.
Oh, there isn't one?
There isn't one. I can think of you.
You don't. Oh, he doesn't know about the incident.
He doesn't know about the incident. Oh, that's incidental.
Incidentally.
Oh.
Hell.
But there's also, with the whole lead up to it, there was people talking about that, yeah, like you're saying, the action wasn't good and the story was a little disjointed or whatever. I think they're trying to tell a different sort of story, so it's not going to be the same. Same as Luke Cage was not the same as Daredevil and Jessica Jones.
Right.
They're all very different stories and very different storytelling.
As they should be.
And very different. Yeah. Like, each one was kind of defined differently, especially with the villains, of how that works. Like,
right.
Who really is the protagonist and the antagonist and how that works. And it's very different in this one. Like, it's, you're not really even sure.
Yeah.
There's there's no definitive bad guy, per se, in a lot of it. Mm-hmm. But one thing that has been said is the whole, there was a lot of backlash for the actor playing Iron Fist, that he was a white guy being in this role, which I get, but I don't get. I think it's
one of those situations. I think there's like a very strong argument either way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's really kind of, that's a really tricky one.
It is. Like, I was comparing it to like Ghost in the Shell. Where that's a little more cut and dry of, okay, here was a Japanese character and you put...
With a Japanese name.
Yeah.
Who lives in Japan.
Yeah. And you've taken a white actress and put her in there. Like, well, that's very definitive. And it's, like, the source is Danny Rand is a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. But they're like, oh, well, going back to
the
70s, source, the
70s.
And it was like, well, yeah, okay, maybe the creation of that was that. But then it's, okay, what are you going to change it to be... An Asian character, like an Asian actor,
you change to be a black character, Latin character.
Yeah,
there's. I mean, there's
would it be more stereotypical to suddenly put an Asian character in there?
Like,
oh, there's a martial arts guy.
I think there's a way.
He should be an Asian guy.
Like, yeah, I know. I think there's a way to do it where, like, my way of thinking of doing it is you make like Kunlun more. Kind of do a little bit with it in Doctor Strange, and it's not so much like a cultural stereotype place. You just sort of change that a little bit where it's kind of like multicultural. It's not like...
And then you'd get problems with that, probably.
Probably, yeah. But then you could have like an Asian Danny Rand who's still kind of a fish out of water, but he's like from America,
yep.
And he's not like... He doesn't fall into that stereotype. He's not naturally inclined any certain way like that. He's like the same character. He's just... And you could still have him be a fish out of water, and you could sort of tweak the formula a little bit. But again, that would raise questions another way too.
Yeah.
It's very hard.
Yeah, I think it's one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah,
people are going to be upset no matter what.
Friend of mine,
and then they'll complain about an event center.
I was talking on like Twitter about it and stuff like that. Yeah. I kind of like veered a certain way, and I sort of rethought a little bit. But a friend, Jay Bose, who is a friend, mentioned that. Danny Rand being like kind of like the embodiment of white privilege, as it were, in a lot of ways, and then his team up with Luke Cage is kind of important for them to both be that way. And I'm like, okay,
that's,
you know what? That's actually
that's
a very
interesting.
Yeah.
It's a very good argument for when they're together.
Sweet Christmas.
But it's sort of the thing, like the show on its own, maybe it, you know what I mean? Maybe it'll pay off in the long run for this series.
You need those characters to develop.
Yeah,
before you get
exactly.
To yeah.
So I thought that was a pretty good argument, actually. Like, I can't dispute that, and it was, yeah, it's not quite as cut and dry as anyone is saying, I don't think. But anyway.
Yep.
We solved it.
Duh.
Oh, you're looking at me. I don't have any of the answers.
Hollywood, money, please. Does it seem, having not seen it, doesn't it seem like it kind of didn't get as much promotion as like the other shows did?
Yeah. No, it didn't.
They were promoting The Defenders before the show came out or was even really had a trailer.
I've seen
it
people mentioning
really
that
glossing
as well.
Over
it was
this.
Like, oh, okay, we're already talking about all the filming of the next show before that one's even here.
Like, they had this whole like magazine spread of like The Defenders, and it's like, I've seen almost nothing about Iron Fist, and you're already talking about The Defenders, so
well,
that makes me wonder a bit.
been keeping an eye out, like, for the past 6 months or whatever for Iron Fist stuff. I'm like, oh, when are they finally going to do the trailer and even just, like, sneak peek things? And it,
just show me that really cool theme song.
Yeah. That's in my list of things. Yeah, it's Stranger Things. It's almost, I don't want to say note for note, but that, like, it's Stranger Things.
I'm talking about the visuals. It's like, how long is this thing? This is boring.
Oh, the actual starting thing. Yeah.
It's a cutscene. It's like a trailer for Street Fighter 4.
it's a little weird, yeah.
Having not seen it yet, I'm real interested.
Yeah.
But the music, it's been one thing I've noticed, that it's very much sounds like Stranger Things. So I don't know if that influenced it, or it's just some weird coincidence. I don't know.
Right.
There's been a couple of weird things of just, like, graphics and effects and that.
Yeah, like the part where he flips over the car and, like, episode 2 or something. Like, wow, that looks really bad.
Yeah, there's a little of that, and there's I think the first time you see...
Cool, Farscape level effects.
Yeah, him talking about Kunlun.
To a puppet.
And... to a puppet. And it's Angel from Buffy.
Yeah.
I legit got excited there.
But he has a little flashback sequence of, like, him sitting in just in, like, meditating in the mountains or whatever. Yeah. And it just looked not that good. Yeah. It was like, wow, that's really bad green screen kind of stuff going on.
Sorry, guys.
Couldn't pay to go to some mountains. Nope. And, like, I'm sure you're shooting in BC. There's lots of them there.
I think they actually shoot in New York, though. Don't they shoot all those shows in New York?
I don't know. Oh, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
There's mountains there.
Just go to the mountain right outside of New York City from the Michael Bay Ninja Turtles movie.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah, Mount Liberty.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I will never stop shitting on that movie. Never.
What the f***?
Wait, what's the thing from Close Encounter?
I think that's Jeopardy.
That's Simon.
I don't know.
Green, yellow, green, red, blue. I got the Raz!
Son of...
Yeah, so today we're talking about alien abduction in comics. Characters who've gotten powers from aliens.
Because why? Because apparently today is National Alien Abduction Day.
Hey!
I don't know if that's a celebration.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like it should be. I don't know.
No, it's just this is the day when we all get abducted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Well, I've been waiting.
So if you're listening to this in the gel.
Yeah.
You gelling? You know Magellan. I'm gelling.
Magellan.
Like a felon. Because I'm in this gel prison.
With it's a salon?
Yeah. It's Gellin
Salmon. Gellin Salmon.
Who's over there? It's Dylan.
Dylan, you son of a bitch.
In terms of alien abductions, in comics and stuff, Guardians 2 is coming out shortly.
That's true.
So that is kind of the big, that, you know, Star-Lord was the one that was abducted, and now we're going to see possibly the father thing, the whole ego thing, which I'm still... I'm less and less now, but...
That
my theory was... Since they plugged that Kurt Russell was going to play his dad, he's going to be Ego, and then they gave up before the movie and has come out, that they're like, oh, that's his dad. Yep. I'm like, doesn't that seem like a huge plot point? That was the big plot point of the start of the first movie.
Right.
That was the mystery box.
That was the mystery
thing. Just say it even before there's a trailer or anything this is the thing.
I'm like, why is anybody not questioning that? That seems too easy. Why are you giving that up? Why would you ever not have that as a reveal in the movie?
Yeah.
Even if people are suspecting it, just don't say anything. Yeah. But no, they said it. So my theory was that it was a psych out, and he's actually either not going to play Ego, or he's going to be another character, or he's Ego and that's not the father, or something. It's going to be a fake out.
Yeah.
I was thinking, what's his name? Not Star Fox. The guard from the Guardians of the Galaxy, the original group.
Oh, Star Fox.
Is it Star Fox? No.
No, Star Fox is with the Wolverine hair.
Yeah. Star.
You did a barrel roll right out of that movie.
I don't know.
You know, the blue with
The blue with the...
With, he's got wings and he's got, like, all these, like, strands that come off him and stuff.
I have no clue.
Jesus Christ.
We're the worst.
This is the episode now. We're trying to figure out who the hell this character is. It's the whole thing we're doing. That's it.
All right. You do that. It's going to make Bri talk about the Archie Ninja Turtles for a bit.
Oh, yeah.
They got abducted.
Yeah. What was that, like, around issue 50 or something?
Oh, like, pre that.
Oh!
With, like, the Greys and...
Yeah.
Even Cuddly.
They had come back. Argue. Yeah, Cuddly and the wrestling. Oh my god, so good.
Stump wrestling?
Yep. Oh, they got abducted a few times, didn't they?
Yeah.
There was that whole, that was the first comic I bought myself, was like the ending when they were fighting on that planet.
And that was like maybe issue 13.
It was issue 13. I remember that one. That was a great one. Yeah, so that was after the original initial one, I think, where they went to like the stump. Wrestling arena.
That was like early.
That was very early.
Nine or something.
Yeah.
Starhawk.
I think that was all we had to say about the Archie Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
So look at that.
It was good.
The A plot and the B plot met up.
Yeah. They rolled right on back.
So what about him?
So his character, a lot of it is based on light. And he's like almost like considered a god-esque sort of character.
Okay.
All of light manipulation. And what did his mother say?
Oh, yeah.
He was like an angel that came to me composed of light. And,
okay.
And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Plus, there's a big thing with him of being, of traveling through time. He's got, like, he's lived multiple lives. So there's lots of jumping back and forth in timelines and things. He's been male and female. So, it just seems like a...
There was
a possibility, but that's...
Yeah, it's coming.
So you're thinking ego is just straight up not happening?
Many
months ago, they did have, like, a little exchange, like, that people were talking about from the movie, apparently, where, like, Drax is, like, talking to Ego and be like, do you have a penis? He's like, oh, yes. As a big planet with a Kurt Russell face. Yeah. And if that scene is not in the movie, then you.
That would be awesome.
So, I mean, I get that, too. That would be good.
Yeah.
Can you have both? I don't know.
No.
I want it all.
the director's uncut.
Yeah.
Oh. Or cut. I don't know.
And I also just want a Kurt Russell face on a planet, on a purple planet. I
want it to look like... what is wrong with my brain today?
I don't know.
I'm just going to stop
talking. Oh, you're drinking tea.
Yeah, really.
Only beer can get you thinking.
Get the hell
right
out of here, tea.
You must stop drinking tea. Stop.
You know what one of my favorite alien abduction characters is?
What?
Martian Manhunter.
Yeah.
Because he was abducted by aliens.
From his perspective.
If we're the aliens.
Was he actually abducted from Mars?
Yeah, he got teleported.
Is that how it happened?
Earth scientist, I'm going to call him, let's see. I don't have his name, so I'm just going to make it up. Hugh Laurie. was working on, like, a teleporter thing.
Yeah.
Worked weird. This guy shows up from Mars, hundreds of years, you know, time displaced. He's like, oh, hi. Hugh Laurie dies.
No!
Yes!
No!
And this poor Martian boy is stuck on a planet. He doesn't know anybody.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Real sad.
And he turns into Bugs Bunny.
He turns into Bugs Bunny. He becomes Captain Carrot. Hence, that's the origin for Captain Carrot.
Yeah. That's where we were going with this, right?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
We were the aliens.
In the newest Thor series, the Mighty Thor series, the one with Jane Foster being Thor, which is super good, by the way, they have had the Shi'ar attack them. So now there's an Asgardian Shi'ar war.
Right.
And it's... Yeah.
Goddamn Shi'ar pull this crap all the time.
Well, but it's this weird thing. It's the Shi'ar gods. There's like a brother and sister gods.
Yeah,
it's kind of like these beaked gods that I've never heard mention of or seen before.
Yeah.
Well, the Shi'ar are bird people.
They're bird people. But I saw some talk online that people are like, oh, I've heard them mentioned, but this is the first time I think they've ever been... brought into the actual story, and it's like they're arrogant, just like egotistical kind of gods that just want to show off their power and everybody should just worship them. Just shown in the last issue that it's Loki shows up and just gives a little prod that's like, oh, you know what? Nobody actually has any idea who you are. And they're like, we're worshipped by millions. What do you mean? And like, yeah, you're worshipped by your own people, but outside of Shi'ar, nobody has any idea who you are. He's just
flipping through comics like, you have never shown up before.
Exactly. Well, it's not like you're a Thor or anything. They're like, well, we've heard of Thor. And he's like, yeah, so has everybody else. And so it starts this ego thing. Thor. So they have this challenge of the gods. Where they attack Asgard and capture Thor, kidnap her, and bring her back to the Shi'ar to have this, like, war god-off competition kind of thing. It's so weird, but it's really good. And so then the Asgardians head to Shi'ar. Yeah, in their big wooden ships and stuff. And so now you got, Gladiator and Gladiator's son and the Imperial Guard. They're all fighting and they're like, you're battling in wooden ships? Are you kidding me? It's pretty fun.
I like the idea of Asgardians in space.
Yeah.
Every time I've ever seen that, it's like, this is goofy.
It's totally goofy, but it's so fun. I love it.
Beautifully good. Is it still Russell Dodderman drawing that?
Off and on, but right, yeah, last issue was still him.
I gotta catch up on that one.
Such a nice line. It's so, I don't know, so smooth.
It's beautiful.
It's a delightful.
I want to say your important trips. All right, I'll stop everything I'm saying.
No, no, keep going.
No, I don't, no.
I insist.
Please.
Please don't.
There's also, like, rebooted and retconned aliens. Like we were just talking about Venom.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, really, he started, he was a...
Yeah, there's a whole round planet of those guys.
Yeah, yeah.
How did he end up where he ended up?
In a machine?
Like in a machine.
I don't know.
Perhaps he too was accidentally there?
I'm sure it's been addressed.
Oh, I'm sure it has a few times.
The goddamn symbiotes.
Yeah, with the whole symbiote world, which I thought was a kind of a cool idea. I was reading a bit. That was when he was part of Guardians.
Yeah.
At that point, I thought, oh, why are you introducing him to that? But it actually worked.
They've been there before.
Have they?
It was like a...
90s.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Spider-Man Scarlet Spider thing.
Like Planet of the Symbiotes thing. Yeah.
Hmm.
It's definitely worth remembering that.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sha-sha. They went to the future, and everyone was symbiotes riding horses.
Symbiote horses.
So many teeth. Oh my god, so many teeth.
Teethy gooey horse.
Horses have enough teeth as it is.
It's true. But I want them to be like original, like McFarlane, just like big teeth. It's just a horse with their big teeth, but they're like big teeth.
Huge pointy dentures with just eyeballs on top. Mm.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love it.
Make an action figure of that. Come on.
So basically, the head would be Beta Ray Bill.
Yeah. Much bigger teeth, but yeah.
He's got pretty big teeth.
He does, it's true. But he could have bigger teeth. This is still hope. This is still going on, huh?
Yeah.
Salut.
Cheers.
What?
Did you guys ever read that weird Walking Dead one-off?
With aliens?
No.
Yeah. With aliens?
They
is that the
up?
One that like Brian K. Vaughan wrote, is it?
I think it might be.
Oh, okay.
It's like a 10-page thing.
Okay.
But like, Rick wakes up. He was in a coma the whole time.
Oh.
And then there's aliens. And everyone's there and they all get superpowers.
I want that to be the Brian K. Vaughan thing. It's like, hey, Brian K. Vaughan, do you want to write a Walking Dead story? Not really. So he does that instead.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, don't.
Don't do that.
You know what? You can do it.
That's my favorite Walking Dead story now.
Well, nobody dies.
Mm.
His wife's alive.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
There you go.
Shane's probably dead.
Probably.
Yeah.
He's still an asshole.
He's a ghost. He's a ghost asshole.
With teeth.
Ghost teeth.
Ghost asshole teeth.
Ghost teeth is my favorite member of the Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, yeah.
Sick rhyme.
Then I just, talking about giant teeth, and then I just look over at that Max figure.
Oh,
yeah.
He's had some big teeth.
Yeah, what's up with the Max? It's just like, and how do you pluralize the Max?
Yeah. I think he's his own Max.
Maxie?
Is
no.
No.
Max.
Max?
Max! Max is singular and plural.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Jedi.
When I was trying to do research for this, I just, like, put in comic characters, extraterrestrials, or something like that.
Right.
And I got some list, and it's like some wiki list or whatever, and I'm like, flipping through, and right at the end, it says Kevin Keller.
What?
Which
context? Context, please.
Yeah, but there is no context. It, like this,
computer,
this,
context.
This just lists the characters and has like you have just the wiki link, so then it goes to the Kevin Keller.
Yeah,
that's
from Archie, weird. And I was like, is there like some one-off issue where yeah. it's like some weird thing that was just a solo story of
Archie
life?
Versus Predator? Maybe?
Yeah, I don't,
like,
I don't,
oh!
I don't know.
That could make sense,
but I don't know. I couldn't find an actual answer.
Right.
I was even putting like, okay, so Kevin Keller, alien, and nothing was coming up that was of any notice.
This is a mystery for the ages.
It is. So, yeah, I don't know. I just didn't know if you guys knew it. I had no idea what that was.
No God, clue. Is he okay?
Really hope so.
All right, now I'm just looking at pictures of Kevin Keller. I'm okay with this.
Right. Speaking of retconned aliens.
Oh, here we go.
Power Girl.
Who, oh, the Atlantean.
Yeah. Well, it depends on which one, yeah. There's like...
What is she
I guess now? Originally she was Earth 2 Supergirl.
Yeah.
Arriving long after Superman. Then post-crisis, she was a Kryptonian survivor and, yeah, an Atlantean descendant. And then...
And then they just made her...
After Infinity Crisis, it was Supergirl from a different dimension.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what... Now,
I
don't know what's happening.
I remember in the New 52, she was...
Like, confused.
She was Earth 2 Supergirl. Who
yeah.
just like came,
right, because
came
they actually
Earth
had
aliens
too, right, yeah.
But, you know, post, what's the new, post-convergence? I don't know.
I don't know.
I haven't read
Rebirth, any, I don't know, man.
Rebirth, that's what
the, sure. After whatever's happening, yes. Well, I can explain it. Convergence was all like, all the past timelines were still like,
so
were
Chris,
like,
what are you doing?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Fair.
You know, I never set out to be the mean one.
Just settled into it
I'm
so
just
naturally.
Such a jackass.
Yeah.
So all the past timelines.
F*** it.
Okay.
That's, which is also just the reaction everyone had to Convergence and pretty much whatever it tried to do.
Yeah, all I've got left is Green Lantern.
What about him?
It's a guy.
He's from space.
Yeah. He
goes to space and sometimes he doesn't comes back from space.
Sometimes, well, he goes to space and he's the best guy. The guy in space. Like, hey, look, take on this Earther. Just a filthy, filthy thing. You should never say that to anyone from Earth.
It's really awful. You prove them wrong. Literally. By
being the best.
Being the best around.
And then the worst.
Yeah.
And then the best.
Yeah. There's nothing in between.
And then the double best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Good for him.
Woo!
Just thinking.
Yeah.
If anybody has anything they want to say about Green Lantern. Speak now or forever hold your Green Lantern.
I can't wait for that David S. Goyer movie.
I was listening,
as he fumes
I was listening to old episodes earlier today, just sort of like flipping through, and we were talking about that Green Lantern Corps movie. And this was like, this was episode 59, which was like
a year and a half
solid
ago.
Solid year or so ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, hey, I wonder if any of this news is still. Half of these movies have been canceled.
Yeah.
We're talking about the Gambit movie.
How about the winner get a kiss from the loser?
That's not funny.
Which that's not. That's still not officially
canceled. They still
canceled.
Say it's coming.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not coming.
Sure it is.
Channing Tatum is homeless and just...
Yeah.
I can do two facial expressions.
Yeah.
Please. Yeah, he was a pretty good Superman.
Surprise.
In Lego Batman. He was Superman.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet either. I'm failing at life over here.
I'm failing at life by not going to children's
to Lego Batman.
Listen, we all judge our life
out.
Successes and failures one way or another, and this is how I choose to justify mine. That's fine.
All right. I think we've said all we can about alien abductions, except you guys believe in aliens?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got sucked down a YouTube rabbit hole the other day.
One might say you were abducted.
exactly.
Did you experience some missing time?
A little bit, yeah.
time
every
joke,
time.
Count
yeah.
at two now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, what's up?
I'm a history nut, and I like history, kind of alternate theories of history and things. And I like space stuff and whatever. And I keep getting sucked into watching videos or just having them on in the background of... If you look up, just go to YouTube and look up Antarctica mystery or anything like that, or Antarctica Secret. There's like a bevy of crazy people that make these like, and a lot of them are kind of, they almost sound podcasty, like, well, like it's podcast, video podcast, but like they're not showing themselves and they just show images and stuff,
right?
And they're like, oh, it's Antarctica used to be like the secret base, and there's like a theories of the Nazis. The Nazis go to Antarctica. Well, the Nazis did go there.
Yeah.
Like that's there's records of them being there, but exactly what they were doing there and why, and then there was like the U.S. force had a big force that went at some point with like huge amounts of firepower and people and like a ton of ships that all just went down, and it was under this secret kind of mission, and it was never really publicized why they were there. This is, I don't know, 60 years ago or something. Yeah. Just stuff like that.
They were Nazis.
Yeah. Well, and that's, they were like, oh, they were actually looking for the Nazi base and stuff like that. And it's like just these people talking and talking and talking and showing like...
And talking.
And crazy ideas about what was there. And, oh, it's all aliens. And then they show a picture from the thing.
Oh.
The alien ship in the ice. And they're like, see, it's proof. And it's like, that's from... That's Kurt Russell. That's not proof. That's...
Kurt Russell's in on it!
Yeah. That's ego, or is it? I don't know.
One thing's for sure, he has a penis.
Ask Goldie Hawn.
That's a good answer. But, I'm just curious.
Whether I believe in aliens?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I definitely believe that it's a vast, vast, endless cosmos. There's
billions, billions, trillions.
Planets capable of intelligent
life.
Do you
believe that we've been visited?
I don't think so. Because, I don't know, I feel like anyone has the advanced technology to come here.
Why?
I mean, really, if you're that much more intelligent and more advanced than we are...
You're a bit of a Calvin.
Yeah, yeah. You'll come here and just be like, ugh, they are not doing too great down there, are they?
Why? Just turn around. That's why my theory is that they have been here, but they're not showing us because they're like, everybody, back this up.
They get here right now, and they're just like, and they elected, okay, we're turning around. Yeah.
They have elections.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm turning this spaceship around.
Moment of zero, zero, zero. Moment of zero, zero.
Today, moment of zero, I'm going to do a read this now for something I haven't read.
So it's just for you to read.
No, it's
read
literally it. Just,
I want to read
it's
this
a reminder
now.
To myself.
Reminder, read this now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just found out yesterday, and I guess this might be out already, but Mark Waid writing the Archie series, the new artist, I know they have rotating artists, is a Mr. Pete Woods. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with Mr. Pete Woods.
I am not.
But he's like a guy I've been a fan of for quite a long time.
Oh.
And it got me, he was one of the earlier Deadpool with the Joe Kelly run. I think like after Ed McGuinness left, he was on that. He did like Robin he wasn't like the early.
Is he a glossy boy?
A glossy boy?
Yes.
Kind of glossy.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. He did Robin, I think, when like, I don't know if Chuck Dixon came back to the comic. Do you remember when like Tim Drake had to go to like that private school? His dad sent him to that private school. When that happened.
Okay.
He did the Action Comics run, that year-long run with Paul Cornell writing when it was about Lex Luthor.
Mm.
And which was really good. I believe he did that, yeah. And he's a very talented artist, and he's somebody who's sort of changed his style and sort of evolved his style and changed it for each project. I saw the art
on
this.
Cool.
It's really nice, but also I would not have known it was him if I didn't know it was him.
Yeah.
And this is from somebody who's been like kind of a fan of his work over the years, so that's kind of impressive to me, being able to change. Anyway, apparently it's a good jumping on point. That's literally all I have to say is I found out about this.
Hey.
Mark Waid tweeted about it. I tweeted back at him, and then he, like, quoted me and replied to me. I'm like, that's kind of nice. And it was just like, oh, this is, like, a favorite artist and one of my favorite artists.
He said, stop stalking me.
Yeah, he said, leave me alone. Leave me alone.
I can see you outside my window.
I said, I still like Impulse. And then he blocked me. so it's just something I got very excited about, and I'm putting it in a podcast just so I can listen to it later and be like, oh, yeah, read that. I think we should all maybe give that a shot. I think his Archie run has been really good.
I'm going to boost the audio on that like by about 30%. But only for you.
Only for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, just so I know.
Here's the file for everyone else to listen to. Here's the one for Brian to listen to.
So suddenly gets it. Read this now!
Yeah.
Ah!
Read this now, Brian. All right. And that's it. That's literally all I have.
Oh, that's good.
All right.
Yeah, so...
Who are we?
All right, I'm Brian Kotick. I make the comic Welcome to Hereafter. You can go to that.com.
That.com.
No, okay, welcome people to going to that.com. Yeah. All people just jumping at their computers.
It's not here.
No. You go to that.com.
Anyway, book that I'm currently on is wrapping up and moving on to something that I'm pretty excited about. So, yeah.
Cool.
That's happening.
Woo!
You can, just go there. There's little buttons if you want to find me online. You'd make that noise. If you don't make that noise, it doesn't work.
Yeah. I'm Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca. You can find me at Merc on Facebook. Merconaut, like astronaut, on Instagram. Mercasylum on the Twitters. I have a new book, which I have the book, but I have to get it out to the Indiegogo people that helped me so deliciously to fund that. I have to get it to them first, but then it will be on my store. It'll be available at mercasylum.ca. Season of the Dead Hours. Yeah, that's all I got.
We've held the book. It's nope. Real.
It's real.
It tastes delicious.
It's scrumptious.
You know, I didn't like the taste, but I don't like cilantro.
That's a genetic thing.
There's too much cilantro.
It's a genetic thing.
There's too much seasoning on these Dead Hours.
It's too peppery.
Dumb idiot.
But that rosemary finish.
Oh.
Who's that dumb idiot?
Hi. Hi. That dumb idiot is Kyle. You can check out all of his stuff at thekylelees.com or just type it in thekylelees into the internet. Kyle only speaks in the third person while introducing himself to make himself seem like more of a big shot. He's got not a new book, but an old book. But it's new to you because you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Nobody's freaking seen it yet because it's been like 2 years. But as of this recording coming out, it's going to be in my hands.
Yep.
Woo!
I got the proof. Proof looked good. Ordered the full stack of books. So, freaking Ski Ninjas, Volume 1. Woo! This is free on the internet. It's finally going to be in people's hands.
However, that's no longer true.
Yeah, I know. It's a misnomer now because the website is down.
Yeah.
And I don't want to put it back up.
Well, now you got to buy it.
Now you
got to
buy it.
You got your taste. Now you gotta come to the source.
Suckers. So, if you want to come and visit me at thekylelees.com or just by Googling my name, I'll see you there. Hey, look, I'm talking first person again.
Woo!
I found myself.
Yay. I'm very excited to see this book. It literally has been 2 years.
Yeah.
I guess. Man.
Yeah.
Looks real nice based on...
And now it's like, it's at the point where I'm like, okay, I could just do the next one. It's like, no!
Yeah.
You gotta have the first one out first.
Yeah.
I've got two more of these freaking things.
Yeah.
Do you have that many to do three?
Yeah. Because this is every comic that I did in 2012.
Okay.
Is in this one. And so I could do one pre that and one post that. Yeah. And they'll all be roughly the same size.
Nice.
Yeah. But I think for those, I will not do an Indiegogo because I don't want to leave people hanging that long because that sucked.
Yeah.
It's tough to do.
It's just shameful.
Not shameful. That's how it goes. When you have printing problems, you have printing problems. Like, you could rush it and then get a piece of shit printing job.
The printer that I switched to?
Yeah.
Fucking so easy.
Yeah.
So easy.
We'll have to talk about that.
Yeah. I'm going with them from now on.
Good. Nice.
So expect book 2. I don't know. December, maybe? I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah. We'll see how well this one sells.
It's going to be a race to book 2, I think, is what we should do here.
Oh. Yeah. Or we could just have them at the same time.
Yeah.
We can, like, have them in October or something.
We can help each other out and be pals.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
What a freaking Bri. He's so nice. He's God. So polite.
How I hate him.
I love his stupid face.
It is pretty stupid.
Should we say thank you to anyone else?
Ocean City Defender, as always, thank you. He did all the music that you heard throughout the show. Check him out at oceancitydefender.com, I believe.
He's on iTunes.
I just went really high.
He's a swell guy. He is on iTunes, right? You can get his music on iTunes?
I believe so. Or, yeah, even just looking up Ocean City Defender music, you will find stuff.
You know who else?
Website or Facebook or whatever.
Yeah. Look them up. Definitely worth your time. You know who else is on iTunes?
Who?
Us! You can look up Zero Issues comic podcast, or just Zero Issues, or whatever we're on under there.
On whatever your podcast brand of...
Platform?
Yeah, platform. There's the word.
I got one on Android. We're on there. Podcast FM or something. I don't know. We're on all sorts of things. Stitcher. I know we're on that. Mm-hmm. You can also like us. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, if you want to do that.
Interact with us. We like to talk
to people. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Get in touch.
Do you have any ideas for a show? Let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you just want us to say your name, we'll say your name.
It's true. We will do that.
Totally. Yeah.
We absolutely will. Paul.
All right. Thanks for coming.
Bye.
What is that beam?
What are you doing?
Let's from here.
Hover bikes.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That came out real good.
Yeah.
No oil to it.
You pooped a venom.
Time to dance.
I think we've all done that once or twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go on a bit of a bender and day three is like, oh, that's venom.
That's a symbiote.
Oh boy.